Good afternoon, Melbourne Bird Bet. This is Maddie. How can I help you? Sorry, you're breaking up there. What was the bird's name? Ah, yes, no worries. I'll just have a check. Just a moment.
Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic is the place to be for all your avian needs. If your pet has a beak, feathers and wings, our expert veterinarians are here for you.
Hello. Oh, yes. Okay, hi. It's Pat McWhirter, one of the vets here. I've just gone ahead and done the wound dressing and the bandage, so right to go home at this stage. I put a little distractor on the shoulder, hoping that he'll chew at that rather than go back and chew at the wound itself. Now, typically, we're going to have to change this bandage every 3 or 4 days initially. If you leave it too long, what will happen is that it'll dry, and then when you go to take off the dressing, it'll pull off that surface layer, and you'll end up back to where you started. So it's really important to have frequent bandage changes to begin with. It's actually pretty good for just doing the bandage change without anesthesia. Quite often we need to put them under if they're just too wriggly and we can't get it to work. But that was okay. Now, the other thing is if you've got a really determined bird, they will chew through these bandages. So what I would suggest that we do is let me send him home with a collar as well as the bandage, because at the end of the day, once we've got it healed, we'll do a soft collar to stop him from getting back at it, but hopefully be able to leave it exposed. So you'll be able to use that further down the track. Now, you may not need it immediately. It may be a matter of you can leave it off during the day and then put it back on at night. You'll just have to see what your bird's going to tolerate. Now, what we find is if we go ahead and bind them up with a bandage and as well as put the collar on, then we get some birds where they just spit the dummy and don't eat and are just really miserable with it. So it's kind of trying to reach a happy medium there. So take the collar for sure, because if he goes and chews through the bandage, you're back to square one as well. And then we'll bounce back and forth between the two. But if we see him back on, say, a Friday, it'll be with Dr. Matt again on Friday. And we can do it okay without having to do the anesthetic. So with a bit of luck, if we book it in for a bandage change, we can do it on the spot while you're there, and you can take him home again. Might be a little bit more than that, but it'd be something less than 50, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's all done, so you can pick him up whenever you can get down here. Okay, that'll work. Catch you later. Right, bye-bye.